Yes, very late in my college career, which is a wonderful surprise for my mother. I discovered dance, specifically dance, in college at UCLA. In my junior year, I was studying Japanese language and literature for, I still don't know why, I guess just because of my heritage. Took an elective class. I think it was something very random, Tai Chi or flamenco, and you just know when the spark hits and the passion starts bubbling up, and it's undeniable. And finding Diavolo coming out of college, I know for a lot of people, they've already had previous training and they just add on to the training that they had. I discovered Diavolo and realized I will train for this company specifically, and fingers and toes crossed I will get in. But making that sort of commitment and almost doctrine with yourself of I'm going to make it into this company no matter what it takes. And that's exactly what happened. But yeah, so much of my training was motivated by the aesthetic of the company and the interest in the work.
When you say you discovered Diavolo, how did you discover them?
Great question. So at UCLA, when I started taking elective classes and dance courses, alumni of the company at the time were getting their master's degrees there. And one of the requirements in that department is for master's candidates to teach in their style. And so they taught an upside down workshop, and which was so fascinating as a dancer. I'm like, oh, the world of being upside down and inverted and learning partner work and learning almost stunt parkour-esque work. And they fueled me in the direction of take an intensive with Diavolo. We used to be members of the company. They're based here in Los Angeles. They have summer intensives and winter intensives. So 3 months into discovering dance, I thought it would be a brilliant idea to take an intensive. And I was definitely handed quite an answer. But it was just the beginning of my training and understanding what steps I needed to take and how far along I needed to go in order to achieve what I was contemplating.
I'm glad you brought up upside down, because it's hard on radio sometimes to explain what Diavolo does.
Mm.
But this is a company that could have, understandably, an upside down course, an upside down workshop. What happens in that? You're upside down?
So much of what we do is based on air awareness. It's such a unique skill to teach. I think students of gymnastics and any sort of athletics, especially parkour and free running, which has really, really become very interesting and kicked off with so much interest, as well as circus schools. Circus schools have been popping up all over the country, and so much that is taught is air awareness. And it's so hard to describe until you start getting on a trapeze or until you start taking a class in handstands and learning what does the body look like and feel like upside down? What does it look like in the air when you really can't see and determine, oh, this is what we want. This is the look that we're trying to achieve. And so much of Diavolo is just us training with one another. We don't have mirrors at our studio. So every time we create pieces, we watch one another and we pick and choose what fits with the themes that we're working with and what also is pleasing to the eye. And sometimes we're like, well, that looks really great, but I think it would look even better if you jumped into it or someone caught you out of it or you spun into it. And so we start taking these very basic ideas of being upside down or doing simple partner work and elevating it, whether let's do it on a rocking structure or let's do it on a structure on wheels. How can you do the same thing while something's moving or your surface is now suddenly going from horizontal to vertical? So it's just really interesting to be able to play with those dynamics.
Some of the things that you dance with, around and on, there's this wedge that goes to and fro. It's going back and forth and gaining momentum. People literally fly off of it.
Yes.
Spring off of it. There's this giant hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And people are doing things on it as it's rolling around.
Yeah.
Has there ever been something brought out that any of you were like, you know what? This just doesn't look like a good idea.
That's such a funny question, because I think we've all had that moment of arriving into rehearsal. First day, you're the rookie. Mm. And we have so many exercises of being drivers and passengers and knowing when you're new to the work that you're sort of a passenger in a sense, not really a follower, but you're taking notes and you're taking direction, and seeing these set pieces is incredibly intimidating. I will never lie and say, oh, yeah, I was made for this. I was born to do this. Absolutely not. But that's the thrill of it. It really has you rethink what your instincts are. On the set pieces, the more you fight against them or the more that you try to intellectualize or analyze how things are working is usually when things go awry or the wheel will run over your foot or something silly like that. So when your instincts start kicking in and really having a new understanding of if I rock with the structure, I'll actually be able to stay balanced as opposed to fighting against it. And trusting sort of the inner animal, I think something that we like to do as dancers, I never imagined dancing on a wheel and powering it like a hamster wheel or moving on a rocking structure and doing exactly what I do on a regular stage that doesn't move.
Now, you spent part of the past few hours here working with students, right?
Yeah.
What do you do when you work with students?
Oh, what do we do? Funny that you should ask. I've had the pleasure of being the education director for the company for a few seasons now and really fine-tuning our curriculum. So when we do workshops in the communities, we've worked with a multitude of students here in the community. We went to McNair Middle School, and we went to St. Joseph's Catholic School as well. And then we got to work with the Walton Arts Center staff. So we had just a full range of students. But we usually take them through day one of Diavolo. It's the same workshop that we actually run with new members that come into the company. They're very based in trust and teamwork. As spectacular as the work is with structures and set pieces and architecture and how we bridge dance with that, Diavolo is very much based in trust and teamwork. Nothing that we do on stage is able to be achieved unless we trust one another. And we understand that we can't achieve any of that unless we collaborate and we create together and we fail together and we succeed with one another.
Now that I've met you and we've heard you, what can we see you do tonight and tomorrow night during the performances if we're looking for you?
Ah!
What
oh, my gosh. I can't really speak for myself. The pieces that we'll be performing are all group pieces, which is so dynamic for us. I think something that was really special that someone brought up to us, having recently worked with, I work with Cirque du Soleil, I'm one of their yoga instructors on the new show that's playing at the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles. It's a very unique experience seeing Diavolo because we are not specialty acts. We don't have one person that's a contortionist and someone that does trapeze, and you come on for 8 minutes and then you're done and you can get out of costume and you have the rest of the night off. Our group pieces include all 10 dancers at all times. We never leave the stage. So it really becomes such an epic journey for each of us to get through the half hour of each piece and seeing how the group dynamic is. I would just say, look out for as much as you can possibly see because there's so much going on. I'm still discovering things in each of the pieces. When I'm behind a set piece or I'm on the side of stage, I don't really even understand what goes on half the time either, so it's always a thrill for me to find new elements. So I encourage the audience to keep your eyes open, scan the entire stage, because you're going to find special moments, even if they're very subtle. Sometimes those are the most memorable.
Jason, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.